T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, what will you be allowed to drive? I don't know. Call up Democrat Party headquarters. It keeps changing. Folks, they want to control every damn thing you do down to your leaf blower. Seriously, legislation pending in California has actual prison time for use of a leaf blower. This is a let cop killers and pedophiles who are serving time now out of prison. I guess to free up space for the real crimes. Using a gas-powered leaf blower. The left is functionally insane. Headline, UK Daily Mail, 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely. Let me repeat. 8 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely. This is after Joe Biden unveiled ambitious plans to phase them out by 2032, or largely phase them out, I think 67 to 70%. Of the new car fleet would have to be EV. UK Daily Mail, at least 8 states are planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the next decade. And others are planning on joining them. Only zero-emission vehicles can be sold in participating states beginning with the 2035 model year. Okay. New federal legislation requires automakers to reduce the tailpipe. It's not legislation, actually. It's a Joe Biden dictate. To reduce the tailpipe emissions of new vehicles by around 50% from the model year 26 through 32. In order to achieve this, the Environmental Protection Agency is targeting 35 to 50%, 6% of vehicles needing to be EVs by 2032. It's actually 67%. Anyway, so I don't know if their numbers are a little off here, but bottom line, California. Getting ready to do this, joining Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Now, folks, and they're saying also Delaware and Colorado last year finalized rules that would require 82% of new cars to be zero emissions vehicles. So they're not going total ban. The other states are going total ban, illegal to sell. So it's like drugs, except in a lot of these states you can buy drugs. But you just can't buy a gas-powered car starting in 2035. They will be banned. Okay, here's the thing. 2 things here. If the Democrats get control, this will become national. If this becomes national, or even if just these states do this, we all use the same grid. We all use the same limited supply of electricity. What does this mean? You're going to be sitting in the dark. You're going to be sitting in the dark, even if these states, and it's just these states that do this, even if the Democrats don't get enough power at the national level. How do I know that? From this article, the New York Times admits this is going to happen. They don't care, but they admit it. The headline, if you want to read the article, a new surge in power use is threatening U.S. climate goals. Oh, huh? What? Peak demand in the summer, they say, is projected to grow by 38,000 megawatts nationwide in the next 5 years. Why is that? Oh, because millions of electric vehicles are being plugged in. And also the solar panels that are now get the tax credits, manufacturing those takes a lot of electricity, and also just big data centers. But the main thing is the millions of electric vehicles being plugged in. Now, this is it, just 9% of the fleet sold every year being EV. And where are we right now, which is 9% of the fleet being sold being EV? We've narrowly avoided, they say, rolling blackouts, according to the New York Times. Over the past year, electric utilities, they write, have nearly doubled their forecast of how much additional power they'll need by 2028. Nearly doubled as they confront an unexpected explosion. Oh, totally unexpected. Oh, yeah, those millions of electric vehicles. Nobody could have seen that one coming. Many power companies are already struggling to keep the lights on right now, with 9% of the fleet being EV. So, folks, you do this. And they're going to do it. These states, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island, banning the sale of gas-powered cars completely. Again, our energy providers buy and sell electricity all the time, but it's the same system. So this idea, we're going to go to 60, 70%, but we're not going to add any power sources? Cuckoo. Again, peak demand in the summer, they write, is projected to grow by 38,000 megawatts nationwide. Again, the headline, a new surge in power use is threatening U.S. climate goals. Why? Because you can buy the car all you want. You cannot plug it in and get juice. Many power companies are already struggling to keep the lights on, they say. Folks, you got to understand this. The left likes to look dumb with these things. The New York Times is pretending, oh, we didn't know. Oh, they know. They know. This was reported by the Wall Street Journal last year and the year before. I've got all the articles in this file. I just pulled this one out of. The numbers we're seeing are pretty crazy, said Daniel Brooks, vice president of Integrated Grid and Energy Systems at the EPRI, Electric Power Research Institute. In an ironic twist, the swelling appetite for more electricity driven not only by electric cars, but also by battery and solar factories and other aspects of clean energy transition could also jeopardize the country's plans to fight climate change. No. It's going to jeopardize the country's plans to keep the lights on, to keep people from dying, to keep their respirators pumping, to keep their oxygen tanks going, and to keep people eating and employed at factories. Folks, there is a reason. There is absolutely a reason they have used so much energy putting those smart meters on your homes in recent years to control the flow of energy. They're going to use it as a political weapon, and they're going to trigger the Lever Act. L-E-V-E-R, Lever Act. Google New York Times and Lever Act if you want to see what they have planned, because they told us. They told us last year. I think it was 2022. I don't know. I've got it right here. What is the Lever Act? It's already on the books. What does the Lever Act allow Congress to do? It allows Congress to control and completely take over means of delivery of what? Food, something the left is very interested in, and electricity. Well, in what? That crisis. Oh, like the one they're creating right here, where we already don't have enough energy. Here it is. Called You Want to Buy Meat? In this economy? It's June 2nd, 2022. Google Lever Act and New York Times and you'll see what they got planned. Because they spelled out, they're telling us what they're going to do. They never hide it. The Lever Act would allow them to take control. And you know what they'll do too? As the grid collapses and they are unable to deliver food, they will take that over as well. And then they have total power. Communist authoritarian regimes have always controlled their populations through food. We saw that with Stalin. We saw it with Mao. We've seen it in China. We saw it in Vietnam. We've seen it in other places. They're getting ready to do it. Or we could just win this election and keep the lights on. Everybody likes lights, except the left. We just win this election, keep the lights on, buy whatever car you want, keep them affordable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.